an update on the injuries. Duke Iheanacho, safety, left the game with the right ankle, did not return. Also, left tackle Ryan Clady left the game with left foot injury. No real updates on those other than they left the game and did not return. Any questions?
How do you coach the fumbles, like costly fumbles like that?
Say again?
How do you coach the fumbles, like, in the beginning to set the tone?
We practice. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think there's a defense in the league that doesn't work on takeaways, whether it be stripping the ball as far as ball carriers or receivers that have, you know, have the ball in possession, or, you know, same thing as far as breaking on the ball and trying to get interceptions. So, you know, our coaching staff does an excellent job. Our players do a great job responding to it, and, you know, hopefully it continues.
Did you want to get them right back, the ball right back after that fumble?
No, that wasn't in the diagram. No, I mean, again, you're trying to prevent turning it over and trying to take it away from the opponent. I mean, it's a probably way up there in the must every week, I think, of any coach that talks to his football team on a Wednesday in preparation.
This franchise hasn't won here, beat the Giants since 1980. Were you surprised to have done it by such a wide margin?
We knew it was going to be tough. You know, Tom's a great coach, you know, probably first ballot Hall of Fame coach. I have tremendous respect for he and his staff. And, you know, coming off the type of loss they had against Dallas in Dallas, you know, I mean, we knew that we were going to get their A game, and we did. And they you know, they battled us hard, and we made some adjustments at halftime, and, you know, we were able to get some takeaways early and, you know, kind of shift the game and the momentum of the game. And so, you know, my hat's off to them. They're a good football team, and I know they're going to continue to improve moving forward.
John, some pretty dynamic halftime speeches apparently from you, man. You come out in the second half every game, it seems like firing on all cylinders.
That's not really it. You know, again, we make adjustments. You kind of see sometimes this early in the season there's unscouted looks, so there's a couple things that maybe cause some confusion. You know, you settle guys down, put it on the board, show them what to do and how to react next time, and you know, that's what football is. I mean, it's adjusting, and so our guys respond to it well, and our coaches do a good job of getting it across.
Aside from that, maybe that one late soft touchdown, your defense,
you talking about the one we missed six tackles on?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, okay.
But other than that, I guess is what I was saying. Your defense kind of kept you in there, and without Vaughn, the worry about not having Vaughn or Champ Bailey?
You know, we kind of are where we are right now, and you know, our guys, you know, I think just responded. You know, it's tough to win in this league. I mean, a lot of the prognosticators, you know, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that. The reality is, it's, you know, there's a lot of great parity in this league. It's tough to win. It's tough to win anywhere, and particularly on the road. So, you know, we're happy to get the W. We worked very hard for it, both in preparation and today, and you know, we'll assess next week when next week we get rolling.
How big was that swing where you keep them off the scoreboard to end the first half, and then after a three and out, you drive for that touchdown to Welker?
You know, it is huge. I mean, you know, the red zone, the scoring zone, whatever you want to call it, is a huge area because it's a four-point swing. And, you know, if you let a team go down there three times, it could be 21 or it could be 9. And so it's a huge deal to get better. We were not very good in that area defensively a year ago, something that we worked very hard on this offseason at OTAs and in training camp. And, you know, I think our guys are figuring that out a little bit better, and it's you know, so far in a short season, we're two games into it, we've responded a little better in those situations.
As well as you know Peyton at this point, now that it's over, mm-hmm. Was there anything more to not only playing Eli, but beating his team tonight for him?
You know, you'd have to ask him that. For me, I mean, it's tough. I mean, anytime you go back, you have friends, and with family, it's got to be triple tough. I can feel for, you know, Archie and Olivia, you know, and maybe even Cooper. You know, I mean, you don't know who to root for. And so whether it was the Harbaughs in the Super Bowl, that can't be easy for a family. As far as his personal thing, you'd have to ask him on that. I'm sure it's tough.
Coach, at home count, kid Moreno, but can make two very good runs and talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, he was already been drafted when I got here. You know, everybody has their own little rep when you get somewhere. But, you know, I've seen him grow as a young man. I've seen him grow as a football player. I think he's a definitely a leader of that running back room. You know, I know it was big for him to come back. We had a couple guys that were, I'd buy a lot of tickets this week, but I think he, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect to see how much he's grown both as a player and as a young man.
Anything else? Okay.
All right. Thank you.